Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
I'm sure there was a lot of sports action over the weekend, so let's get to it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, it's Monday, that sucks. Well, at least you got something delicious to drink.
Monday suck.
But Bud Distributing does not.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're going to be talking about March Madness here a little bit. Some of that happening over the weekend, man. We have our Final Four now. The Cinderella ride of number 15's St. Peter's is over. Damn it. I'm on North Carolina. You're ruining it for everybody.
You got enough championships. Let them get through.
Come on. Yeah. You know, Villanova, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina all moved on. Biggest winner over the weekend with all of these established blue blood programs still in the mix. Well, the biggest winner is Vegas, of course. If St. Peter's would have continued along its winning ways, Sportsbook would have faced huge losses, and there would have been some big bets at long odds for the Peacocks to win the championship to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of thousands and thousands and dollar signs. I'm telling you, the Peacocks would have moved on. It would have been big for a lot of people. So, thanks, North Carolina. Appreciate it. And a way to make things exciting.
Oh,
North Carolina again.
Big whoop. North Carolina again. So excited.
Right. It's something fun about watching a team. So, over the weekend, I got to watch some highlights. And it was the first time I saw some highlights. I didn't really watch St. Peter's. I had something going on, or I kind of forgot one night. And so I got to see some highlights over the weekend. Dude, they have a player that was making it rain during the whole tournament. And he's got to be the smallest guy on the court. Like, he definitely looks like that guy is, you know, definitely not getting recruited Division I. But he makes it rain, dude. And it's fun to watch when teams are such underdogs. And they're just riding off of that. You know, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. St. Peter's is a fantastic team, to be honest with you.
What are you going to look at? Do they have the, I mean,
there's something about that underdog juice, dude, that makes you play pretty damn good.
Well, for sure. And think about, especially for the first few teams, you always see this. There's always that team that is.
You got nothing to lose. That's a good way to put it.
That's a great way to put it. And other teams coming into play, even though you're professionals or you've been playing this game and you know, hey, got to treat every game the same, there's still, I think, a little part of you that's like, all right, you know, this would be an easier game. Let's not go too crazy. I don't want to blow out my knee on a 15 seed. And so then all of a sudden, like, oh, wait, we're down at half and we need to.
You know what's crazy, though? I think it exponentially gets harder for St. Peter's. Because as a team later on in the tournament, like the first couple wins in the tournament, you're like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You know? But then you're like, then if you're one of the teams playing them later on, you're like, dude, we cannot lose to this team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we're seeded number one. They've been smashing people. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Like, I think for St. Peter's, it gets harder and like doubles. It doubles every time because now you have really good teams later on. Like, dude, we can't lose.
And they've been made privy to what you're doing. It's like, oh, wait, do you hear that the number 15 beat the number 6? And they're like, all right, we got to watch these guys. Like, not just going to roll over them. So.
And they know that they have the underdog juice, too. And they know there's a lot of people cheering for them
for sure.
Because they are the underdog.
For sure.
So it gets tough, man. So, hey. Let's give a round of applause real quick. St. Peter's.
Nice job. Good run, guys. Good run.
Yep. More basketball. So next weekend, let's just real quick. Saturday's games. It's the Final Four, ladies and gentlemen. Kansas going to be playing Villanova 6:06. That's on Saturday. Saturday night game. Duke versus North Carolina at 8:49. That seems to always be a popular game right there. Duke, North Carolina, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy game there. So, more basketball this weekend. More pro basketball right now. Who's the most hated player in the NBA? Take a guess.
Most hated player?
Yeah.
Maybe most controversial. LeBron? Maybe.
There you go. Yeah, Bet Online says it's LeBron James. It's not even close, Brock.
Really?
He rounded up negative tweets about the Lakers star and found more than 108,000. In a recent week, which is close to 70,000 more than number two on the list. Damn. Who is Kevin Durant. Rest of the top five that aren't really surprising. James Harden. Kyrie Irving and Russell Westbrook, which I don't like Westbrook being on that list. Dude, just recently he like went on, he was on like the Dan Patrick show and a few other shows, but his wife and his kids like stopped going to the game. Recently he's been kind of, he hasn't been making shots. So they've been calling him Russell Westbrook.
That's pretty clever.
It's kind of funny. But dude, here's the thing though, is like the dude's playing hard. He always puts his heart on the court.
Yeah.
Another thing, he came out in an interview is like, my kids and my wife stopped going to the game because I kept hearing that in the audience. Now it's like, really? Damn.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's kind of sad. If the guy was, like, if it was James Harden, to me, James doesn't really play defense and he doesn't put any heart into defense. So, like, when you kind of make fun of him, it's like, yeah, he kind of brings it on himself.
Yeah.
But when you're just not making shots for like a couple weeks, basketball's hard, dude.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Not for me. I mean, I can dunk no problem, but I get it. Right. I get it.
Right. Can't even touch net. All right, one last story. Do you want to do, let's do running, Brock, because you could actually potentially do this with a child now.
Ooh.
Running. Chad Kempel ran the half marathon, the Oakland Marathon in Oakland over the weekend, while pushing a stroller with his five 4-year-old children. Wow, he's got five children at 4 years old.
Wait. So he had quintuplets? Is that right?
Quintuplets. Yeah, by finishing the race in 2 hours, 19 minutes, he set the Guinness World Record pushing quintuplets in a half marathon. So, no, you can't do this, Brock, because you only have one child.
I only got one. Yeah.
Yeah. Campbell briefly set Guinness World Records for running a 10K race and a full marathon while pushing five children. So,
That's not that impressive.
What kind of a stroller is that?
I know. First of all, it's not that impressive because his stroller got wheels. Now, if he had those, like, strapped to his body and he was running with four-year-olds just bouncing as he ran, okay. I think
the more momentum you get after the initial push.
Yeah, exactly. The thing's rolling. It's fine. No, the person they should be praising is the woman who wedged five babies out of her body at once.
How is that possible?
Cripes.
Dude, even one, just one. You've seen some of the bellies, you know, from one child.
Kiki was huge. That wasn't an easy process.
Five in there.
Yeah, five. I mean, of course, by the fifth one, that one's probably just sliding right out. I mean, that's
jeez, dude.
That area, that slide's been worked a little bit, you know.
So, right.
That fifth one, he doesn't even touch the walls coming out, man. He's just, wee.
You're terrible.
That first one really had to get a shoulder in there to get out, but that fifth one is easy. That's easy street. You don't even feel that one coming out, man.
That's a visual. That's a visual.
But the doctor too, like, all right, one, oh, look at the two, good, three, all right, it's someone start keeping track, four.
No.
Oh, that fifth one came out of nowhere.
Right. It's like a ticket machine.
You got it in the 100 ball slot.
All right.
I am going to the toy store, cashing in these tickets, man.
Except you ain't cashing in nothing. You got to bring cash to the toy store. You got five kids, man.
So, look, I mean, it's cool. It's a great thing that he can share with his children down the road. But let's not take too much of the light off of the fact that the mom, all right, she carried him for 9 months to term and then birthed the five of them. He's just running with them on a wheelie stroller, big whoop. And it was only a half marathon. What a pussy.
What a puss. There you go, man. I thought you'd enjoy that last
I liked story. It. I liked it. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107X. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:27. Brock Hunter.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah, well, of course, we're running behind, so let's get to sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, man, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty.
Going to try that next and the neutral, too, as well.
Kiki loves the Bud Light Next. Zero carbs, 5% ABV, so you are feeling pretty guilt-free overall, and get yourself a delicious drink. So, yeah, two great new products from Bud Distributing.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, my favorite quote from over the weekend has to do with golf. Not even really talking about the golf tournament or whatnot. Just Kevin Kisner, dude. This is great. He had a great moment over the weekend. A drunk patron yells to Kevin Kisner, why lay up? Why not go for it? His reply, Why don't you go F yourself, dude? Yells back at him. Why don't you go F yourself? Proceeds to birdie the next three out of four holes, dude. Great. I love it.
There's very few things you can't really come back to someone saying, hey, go F yourself, all right? You can't.
Dude, there's something about a sport when everybody dresses up and is all proper and everybody's got the proper posture and blah, blah, blah. It's kind of stuffy. It's a stuffy sport.
For sure.
And when Kisner yells out, hey, go F your, dude, there's something about it.
It's a little victory. It's a little Happy Gilmore in the
PGA, and I love it. I love every bit of it. So I just wanted to share that because if you're a drunk patron at a PGA event, don't expect them not to say anything back at you.
Hey, Hunter, why don't you go F yourself, all right, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Gilmore, you suck.
You know it is jackass. About time. I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. Why don't you go F yourself? Nice. Very nice.
About to get hockey punched. Yeah. Right. You might get slapped like Chris Rock. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, good God.
Moving on. March Madness, man. This is crazy. Over the weekend, we have our Final Four. The Cinderella ride of number 15, St. Peter's, is over. Dang it. As Villanova, Duke, Kansas, and North Carolina all moved on. Biggest winner this weekend with all of these established blue blood programs still in the mix. Well, the biggest winner is Vegas, of course. If St. Peter's would have continued along its winning ways, sports books would have faced huge losses as there were some big bets at long odds for the Peacocks to win the championship. Damn it, North Carolina. It does get tough for these teams as you move on into the tournament. When you're like the last seed and you're playing these number one teams are like, dude, we cannot lose to St. Peter's. I'm sorry. Everybody wants them to win. We know everybody's cheering for them, but dude, North Carolina over the weekend was like, all right, we're putting our foot down.
And that's usually how it goes. You know, you see those Cinderella stories and it's a fun run, but eventually they get figured out and the skill
gets
just
harder.
Isn't there.
It gets harder for St. Peter's.
Yeah.
Like harder than for, you know, more so than other teams because now you're in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And there you go. So, yeah, St. Peter's not moving on. We do have Final Four over the weekend. Let's see, Kansas. This is Saturday's game. Kansas going to be playing Villanova at 6:06. Duke versus North Carolina at 8:49. Common matchup there, man. It's going to be a crazy game this coming weekend. So, two games, I should say. So,
yeah.
There you go, man. It's 7:30 right now. You want me to get one more story in, or should we just hang it up?
I don't know. It's up to
you. I got one more.
Yeah,
should we do that
good.
Running story?
Yeah, that's a yes. Let's do that running story.
You want me? All right. Brock, you need four more kids.
Is that what I need? Dude. Okay.
Right. No. You need to have five at one time, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because Chad Kempel ran a half marathon at the Oakland Marathon in Oakland over the weekend. Why is this in my sports? Why are you asking? While pushing a stroller with his five four-year-old children. By finishing the race in 2 hours and 19 minutes, he set the Guinness World Record for pushing quintuplets in a half marathon. What does a stroller look like? Is this like a train of strollers or what?
It's quintuplets.
Quintuplets. Hey, it's not a common word, Brock, so I'm not going to feel bad.
Make sure you don't have quintuplets. We don't need five more you running around.
What?
Look.
Dude,
look.
What if they didn't like get the scan beforehand, and the dad sitting there watching these come out one after the other at the time it's happening?
Look, I have one kid, and that's exhausting enough. I couldn't match five 4-year-olds.
Five.
What are you doing? No one needs that.
He didn't choose that.
Well, it depends. Now, if they did
can you choose that?
You can increase your odds of getting multiple babies.
I don't think anybody is paying for it. Come on.
There's some people that are like, hey, I want to knock it all out at once.
I want five kids.
I want to knock it all out at once.
Is like, you know what sounds good? Five human beings in my stomach.
Think about this, though. You get through that, that's only 9 months. Instead of having to do five different pregnancies, you crack it out all at once. It's like cramming for a test the night before, all right? Why waste your time studying for a month when you can just do it all the night before?
I mean, just imagine the doctor. Like, the first time you tell the people, like, all right, you might want to sit on.
Look.
Hey, your life's going to change.
In this day and age needs five kids, and I'm going to say that.
Hey, you guys going out having fun, right? You having a couple drinks here and there?
You're
going
done.
Out with friends and having... Well, that's all over with.
Yeah.
Because you're having Quintuplets, is that what you said?
Quintuplets, yes, 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 yes. Five. Here's the thing. No one in this day and age in 2022 needs five kids, all right? It made sense when you had, back in the day, a bunch of kids because you'd lose one to a bear attack and one to dysentery, and then you needed six kids to run the farm. You don't need five kids.
Don't need it anymore. Hey, you know what? When April comes around, he'll be happy. I guarantee you that much.
God. Tell you what, man. He ran a half marathon. What a big whoop. He was pushing him on a cart. That's not newsworthy. Newsworthy is your wife shot out five children at once. That's what it is. Yeah.
Let's give her a round of applause for sure. Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of a crazy story from over the weekend. So, Brock, you need quintuplets, and potentially you could set a world record.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting myself through that. That's not worth it. To set a Yeah, that's a lot on me. My wife, she'll be fine.
You jerk.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.